Victory had a really powerful word for me last week. She goes, you know, because you gave up your authority, you'll get his. Not easy to give up your authority. You think you're giving the Holy Ghost way, but there's a lot of times you step all over his toes, you know, because sometimes we think we can run it better. We're not really trying to run it better. It's just things in us want to take over. And you got to stand behind him. And that's not easy to do because he has to conquer things if you're going to stand behind him. Even in your own life, he just showed me yesterday. I sat down with him and he just lined it out. And we have to listen to God. We have to listen to him because a lot of times we take on false burdens. We take on things we're not supposed to be doing. And then we get in the way of things that he wants to do. And one of the greatest hindrances of God, and nobody believes that, is us. We stand in front of him. We get in his way. We exert our will above his, but we don't think we're doing that. And we have to let him conquer things in us. And when he conquers things in us, we can see. And just like Kim, she brought that area out of darkness into light because that little girl in her was hiding all her life behind that counter. And she's still hiding just like I was hiding. And it's okay. We're finding out it's okay to be transparent. It's okay to bring these things out into the light because that's the only way you're going to be free. You cannot be free if you're hiding things. And we have to find out. The Bible says the Lord will enlighten our darkness. Amen. Yeah, come on, give him glory. Hallelujah. Let's start with our verse here. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. I was being totally overtaken. The love and glory of God just will overtake you when we get things right. But if we keep hiding, we're not going to be able to see his fullness. We need to let him bring everything into the light. It's fear that tries to hide. It's our fear. And I'm going to address some of that today. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are mighty through God. Mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. That's what's happening. Strongholds are being pulled down. Really, strongholds, when you get on the other side of them, they're not nearly as powerful as they were when you were underneath them. It's just you got to get through them and you find out it was a light affliction. But when you're underneath it, it's a lie and it's based out of fear and it derives its power through hiding. When it's hidden and we hide it and we won't let it come into the light, then it derives its power. And those strongholds stay there and we stay in our own little circle all our life. And many times it's what's happened to us in our childhood is still running with us today. But God is addressing these things, casting down the imaginations, the systems of thought, the structural thoughts that's built over lifetimes, the actions, reaction, behavior patterns, casting them down. And when that's cast down, this last one that God did at the beginning of the year with perfectionism and control, he just kept cast it down. Hallelujah. And I can recognize it. It still tries to peep up a little bit, but I recognize it now because I'm in the light now. And because I'm in the light, I can see it. I don't have to create no perfect world. I certainly don't have to create a perfect service. I can let the Holy Ghost do that. He's well able to do that. Amen. We get up in his way. Hallelujah. And every high thing that's exalting itself against the knowledge of God. Oh, everyone say, Father, enlighten my darkness. Jesus, enlighten my darkness. Enlighten my darkness. Thy word is the lamp. Enlighten my darkness. The entrance of thy word bringeth light. Let nothing hide. We want to flip the switch on in that attic, no matter what's up in there. Now, how many cockroaches are up in there? You got to flick the switch on the hidden places. The light places are good, but God, he wants the closets. He wants the hidden places. He wants to bring that into the light. No more hiding. We cannot be free if we're hiding. Transparency is the master key to all things. To walking in love, to walking in light, being transparent, removing of the facades, removing of the personalities that we come to church with so everyone will accept us. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to take you over to Nahum, the book of Nahum, chapter 1. We're going to look at a most powerful chapter, and we're going to look at this chapter in the light of strongholds being fortified cities abiding in us. God not only wants to use you, he wants to conquer you. He wants to conquer you. If you don't understand what God wants, He's going to conquer the old places, like the young man that came up this morning. Powerful, because He let him have that. He stepped into the light and He brought all that out. And it's free, isn't it? You're free, aren't you? Yeah, it feels good when you step into the light. When you hide, it gives the powers of darkness power to torment and create bondage in our life. But we're in the light. The love of God releases. The light of God releases. Somebody say amen. It releases when we're in the light. Hallelujah. And we get free. There's nobody got to tell you when you're free. You'll know when you're free. And you'll also know when you're in bondage. It ain't always the devil. Though it is the devil, he's only deriving his power because we're hiding. But when we can bring it into the light, you get free. That's what God's going to do. He's going to bring everything into the light. Before this is over, God will have the most transparent church that's so full of love. The thing about people walking light, they see everybody's issues anyway. So why are you hiding them? You see it. People hide and they think they're hiding, but you see it. If you walk in the light, you ever seen somebody tries to hide their stuff? You ever seen anybody tries to hide their stuff, but you can see what their stuff is. I was hiding forever and everybody could see it. Trying to knock on my door and say, don't be coming up in my door. Unless you come up with something I might agree with you, but if I can't see it, I'm going to defend it. If I can't see what you're trying to tell me is wrong with me, then I'm going to defend that area. Then, man, you will get World War III on your hands. Amen? Because we're good at defending. We have to defend. It's a self-protection mechanism. Built in humans, we want to defend because somehow we bought the lie that we have to be perfect. No, He is the one that perfects us. He perfects us in the love of God. We don't start out perfect in defending the perfect place that we think that we got to be. No, we move into perfection by Almighty God. Only He can perfect us. When we try to perfect us, that's a long, hard road and it's full of bondage. Amen? Nahum chapter 1, verse 2. And I want you to look at this chapter. It's a fortified city. Actually, this chapter was a prophetic word given to me when He tore down the first major stronghold of my life, which was rejection. This is actually before I went in ministry. He gave me this chapter. I used to live in it, and I would speak it, and I would declare it, and I would release it. And He tore this thing down. It was powerful. Look at Nahum chapter 1, verse 2. God is jealous. And the Lord revengeth, the Lord revengeth and is furious. The Lord will take vengeance on His adversaries. He reserveth wrath for His enemies. Now these are the things that you don't want, that He's coming after. Whether you like it or not, God is coming after things. He's going to build you up and tear some of the old man down, but He's going to build the new man. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. He wants to live through us, and He's going to tear the old man down. Everyone said, amen. Verse 7, the Lord is good. He's a stronghold in the day of trouble. He knoweth them that trust in Him. He knoweth them that trust in Him. Look at this. With an overrunning flood, He will make an utter end. See, He's prophesying the destruction of Nineveh. Now, Nineveh, for today's message, is a fortified city, a stronghold, comprised of systems of thoughts, comprised of actions, comprised of reactions, comprised of behavior patterns that are in our life that are familiar to us, that so familiar that we can't even know whether it's God or not because it's so familiar. And so the light of God comes in and tears it down. Sometimes we can't see it. He says, with overrunning flood, I'm coming in. God said, I'm coming in. You better watch when you welcome God in. You better watch it when you want to get close to God, because I tell you what, the closer you get to God, the more He wants from you. You want to hang out in the outer fringes? You can have your light. You can have your cake. But you're not going to have His fullness. And you want to come into Him? When you want to walk into unity and the union with Him? And you want to walk into abiding place with Him? You want to get into the light? He's light. You're coming into the light. You can't hide when you're with God. You're not going to be able to hide these areas. He's going to mark it when you get close to Him. It's like the light when it shines in the room. There's the cockroach. Get it. Get after the cockroach. He's going to come after it with an overrunning flood.
He'll make an utter end of the place thereof. And in darkness, look at that, he'll pursue his enemies. He's coming after the hidden places. God does not want his people walking in darkness anymore. In the areas that we're hiding. Just like when Kim was hiding, the little girl was hiding behind the bar. See, God came in and showed her. What is it we're hiding? That's the question Pastor Chuck was wanting. What is it? Everyone just bow your head a minute. Put your hand over your heart. Say, Father, what am I hiding? Enlighten my darkness with an overrunning flood. Pursue me, even if it means pursuing the dark areas to bring them into the light. I give you my heart. I give you my mind. I give you my body. I give you my life. Bring me fully into the light. Hallelujah. You cannot see fear. The greatest foundation of fear is it does not want to be exposed. Once fear is exposed and brought in the light, it loses its power completely. With an overrunning flood, he's going to pursue that area. See, it's your prayer. You can get into this chapter. With an overrunning flood, in darkness, pursue these areas. What do you imagine against the Lord? Now, God, he is prophesying directly against the strongholds that are exalting themselves against the knowledge of Christ in our life. He says, what do you imagine against the Lord? With an overrunning flood. He says he will make an utter end of the affliction and it will not rise a second time. I can't tell you how many times I'd go around confessing it. He make an utter end of this affliction. He make an utter end of this fortified city and it will not rise a second time. Everybody said? Amen. Say booyah. He makes an utter end of the affliction. He will not rise. Sometimes you got to prophesy to yourself. When you see that area, say no more. God has made an utter end of this affliction. I am owned by him. I am owned by him. And you cannot stay. See, people don't think nothing's wrong with them. That's why we stay in the same place all our life. There's times he'll build you up and tell you how great you are. And there's times you're going to come in with a lightning rod. And that lightning rod is going to just run right through you. That lightning rod is going to run through you. He's going to cut out those things that have been resisting. Cut out those things that are exalting themselves. But you got to give him that place. How do I do that? Just walk close to him. Get next to him. Get in the light. It'll bring all your darkness into accountability. What do? We develop actions, reaction. Our behavior pattern is when it gets uncomfortable, we run. Isn't it amazing how many times we get in uncomfortable situations when we serve the God of all peace? It's only peaceful when you're with him. But when we're running, that is a stronghold. It's based on a reaction that as soon as I encounter a circumstance that is not pleasurable or enjoyable, I start running. As soon as I encounter somebody that's not pleasurable to me, I start running. When the word of God, what's the knowledge of God? He goes, stand there and love them. Do good to them. Bless them. No, we run from them. We run and we speak. We speak a lot. We grumble and mumble. See how those things work? When we're running, we run in the darkness. See, that's what Adam did. He ran and hid himself. That's why God's always putting us up in the uncomfortable situations. Because God is intent on transforming us. Amen. What do you got to find out is you keep finding yourself in the exact same situation as you've been running for the last 10 years. You might find out that's what he wants. He keeps putting it right in the light. Isn't that amazing? God is light. He's going to keep putting things right up in the light. He's going to put you in an uncomfortable situation where you're going to wiggle around. I don't know if I can handle this. I got to get out. I got to run. But you don't ever get free when you run. You notice that? You run right into the next level of bondage. Isn't it amazing how God can circle you back around to the light and put you right back in front of it? Because you're going to have to face it. Everyone look at your neighbor and say, face it. He put me around a mountain. I couldn't get away from it. I ran and ran and ran and ran. And ran and ran and ran and ran and ran. Just sat there and just going around the same mountain. I mean, how dumb can you get and still breathe? I was just going down the same mountain over and over and over again. I mean, surely God will say he'll get it one day, you know, give him another lap. I'm sitting there. Come on, God. Revival, wealth transference, creative miracles, glory, power. Go back around the mountain again. Children of Israel had to go 40 years around those mountains. They got to find out what you're going around the mountain for. Because you got to face it. Because God said, you can't go up until you give me this area. That's hiding. See, when you run, you hide. That's where your strongholds derive their power. Instead of just bringing the light and saying, I don't like it right now, but something tells me I'm going to like it in a minute. I just stay in the light. It may be uncomfortable for my flesh, but I'm going to anchor right down in the light. I'm going to anchor down. I'm going to change. I'm going to humble myself. It would say, humble yourself. Sometimes we just stick that pride up there saying, you ain't getting in there. You will never grow by running. I have never seen anybody grow by running. I never grew by running. It's going to take a time to hold it there in the light and anchor down while your flesh is with an overrunning flood. He'll go in and pursue it. Amen. He'll make an utter end. You got to stand there. He said, no, he makes an utter end to the affliction. He's going to tear it down. I'm going to stay right here till it's torn down. I'm going to stay right here till I'm changed. I'm going to stay right here because I'm not going around the mountain again. I'm going to stay in the light. I'm going to walk in the light as he is in the light. And the blood of Jesus will cleanse me from all sin. He says, you walk in light as he is in light, you will have fellowship one with another. Isn't that amazing? See, it's to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and but all of that relationship's going to show up in your actions with one another. But you can't be loving one another if you're running from everybody all the time. Amen? If you're uncomfortable, it's probably most likely that God has put you up in something you may not see. But if you're constantly uncomfortable and constantly frustrated, you're in the middle of something that you're blind to. And God's trying to put a light on it. So the better thing than running, say, this time, God, I can't run around this mountain. I'm going to sit right here and I'm asking you right now. I'm asking you right now to shine a light on it. The Lord enlightens my darkness. Enlighten my darkness. Thy word is a lamp. The entrance of thy word bringeth light. Give me light. And welcome the light. Don't block it. Don't resist it. Welcome it. Amen. And don't run from it. Glory to God forever. In darkness, he'll make an utter end of the affliction. Now look at this. Verse 11. See, he's prophesying the utter end of the stronghold. God's going to get his way. There's a painful way and there's an easier way. I took the painful route. I said, Lord, sometime in my life, I'm going to learn how to do this a lot easier. Amen. I'm glad he got it, though. I'm glad he changed it. Amen. Because the freedom is more valuable. It's the pearl of great price to have the freedom on the other side of it. Hallelujah forever. Verse 11, there is one that come out of thee that imagineth evil against the Lord. It's a wicked counselor. See, those strongholds offer up counsel. They offer up reasonings that are false. They offer up actions and reactions and behavior patterns. They offer up a filtration system. You ever talk to somebody and they got a filtration system? You coming in there with love and all of a sudden they thought you were putting them down when you were encouraging them? It's a filtration system. They offer a defense and you didn't even know. I was like, I was there to encourage you. You see that? Because that filtration resists. So many times we filter things the wrong way. We filter the action of another the wrong way. We filter it out of a foundation that has mistrust in it. I can't trust anybody. I've already been down there and everybody I ever gave my life to trampled over my heart. So I can't trust anybody. So every time we get around them, we mistrust. Every action they do, we think it's something other than what it is. Because we've got a filtration system, see. Everyone say, tear it down. Verse 12, thus saith the Lord. Woo, thus saith the Lord. Though they be quiet. That word quiet means hidden and secluded. Talking about the stronghold. Though it be hidden, secluded. Though it's hiding. And though it sometimes feels like it's likewise many, ever dealing with something in your life, think you never get power over it, never get authority over it, just constantly there. You just keep going year after year with the same thing, though it be hidden and secluded, but likewise many. Look at this. thus shall they be cut down when God passeth through. Thus shall they be cut down when God passeth through. I used to walk around there and say, though you be hidden, secluded, likewise many, thus shall you be cut down. God is passing through. God's lightning rod is passing through. Father, with thy lightning rod, pass through the darkness. Cut through the darkness. Cut through the darkness with thy lightning rod. Heaven, though you be quiet, hidden, secluded, likewise many, yet shall you be cut down. See, I used to prophesy, walk around like that. When God passes through, you'll be cut down. Verse 13, for now, everyone say, now I will break his yoke from off of thee. Now I will break his yoke off. Now that yoke is broken. Now that stronghold is cut asunder. Now the lightning rod of heaven will break. I felt that lightning rod. The intensity of that light when he was carving that thing out last week. Miss Sharon said the best in her exhortation. When you get close to the Lord, like before you go on and take a Goliath in your life, you got to get built up. You don't go in there a week like that. God will spend time building you up, building you up. You'll feel like you're on top of the mountain. Then he says, now we're ready to cut down Goliath. Then you can go out in the battlefield. Then you can face it. Because it's an intense, his lightning rod is an intensity. That's what Paul said. He goes, this is the light thing to be judged of you. I've been judged of the Lord. He goes, once I've been judged of the Lord, when you get judged of the Lord, I'll tell you right now, it's a light thing when someone else is judging you. Because when you're judged of him, when that lightning rod passes through your life like that, it's glorious when you're done, but not in the middle of it. Amen. For now I will break his yoke from off of thee. I will burst thy bonds asunder. Burst thy bonds asunder. For the Lord has given a commandment. I love this verse. The Lord has given a commandment concerning thee, O stronghold, concerning thee, O Nineveh, concerning thee, O perfectionism, concerning thee, O rejection, concerning thee, O poverty mentality, concerning thee, O pride. The Lord has given a commandment concerning thee, that no more of thy name shall be seen or sown again. No more. Everyone say, no more. Everyone stand up. Say, no more. I want you to put your hand on your heart and say, no more. The Lord has given commandment concerning this stronghold. Say, no more shall be seen or sown again. He's made an utter end of the affliction. It will not rise. You will not rise again. Christ in me will rise. My old man will decrease. My new man will increase. Oh, give him glory. Hallelujah. The Lord will enlighten my darkness. The Lord will enlighten my darkness. Father, let's all stand again. Come on, stay on your feet. Father, thank you today for thy word, for thy freedom, for your fullness, for the love of God being shed abroad in us. Open these gates so the blessings can flow. I hear the Spirit of the Lord said, if you bring it into the light, you'll receive what you've been asking for. If you keep hiding, it'll only block what you want the most. If you'll bring your life into the light and not run, and be strong and bold and courageous to face the fears, to bring that all into the light, I'll conquer it, says the Spirit of the Lord. I'll cut it out, says the Spirit of the Lord. I'll remove it, says the Spirit of the Lord. I will grant you your heart's desires. I will grant the prayers that you have prayed. I've heard them all, says the Spirit of the Lord. And these are the final gates that must be open. These are the final gates to my great river will flow.
My great power will flow. My great love will flow. And my blessings will overtake you. For you have not yet been overtaken by my goodness. But soon you'll be overtaken. As you bring it into the light, I will overtake you, says the Spirit of the Lord, with goodness. With goodness. Father, I think they're just confirming that word. We bring it into the light, these final gates to be open. The final gates to see the promises of God. To not be afraid to come into transparency. Answer that one question for us, Lord. What am I hiding? Why am I hiding? What am I hiding and why am I hiding? I ask you to answer that question for us all. Show us what we're hiding. Open the eyes of our understanding. We thank you for the spirit of wisdom and understanding and the knowledge of Christ. You open the eyes, you enlighten the eyes of our understanding. You enlighten us to the mind of Christ. You give us light to those things that are exalting themselves against your knowledge, against your ways, against your light. Open our heart. It's a day for transparency, says the Spirit of grace. My final church will walk in the transparency of heaven. All that come into heaven, all their walls are immediately stripped and all brought into transparency one with another. And the Spirit of the Lord said, mark this word. When you see the transparency of heaven coming down upon the people of God, coming through my people, you will know that those will be the carriers of glory. Those will be the carriers of fire. Those will be the carriers of power. Those will be the paymasters of the last days. Those will be greatly used in the earth to do exploits for me. I will call a transparent church out of the darkness. They'll not be afraid anymore. They'll bring it into the light. They will walk in the light with me, and they will walk in the light with one another, says the Spirit of grace. And you will see the power of this gospel. You will see it into the earth, for it will begin tearing down the darkness, says the Spirit of grace. Father, we receive. Give us the courage to walk in light. Give us the courage to stand next to you. Give us the courage to face the darkness, to see the areas that cause so much destruction in our lives. Give us the courage to look there so we can truly repent and bring it into the light as you're in the light. Precious Holy Spirit, turn here. The Holy Spirit, be upon us. Help us. Help us all. Help us. You're our helper. Help us see. If you want to see today, you need to tell him you want to see. If you want to see today, those things that have been holding you back, you got to bring it into the light. We step in. We're not afraid. We're not afraid to come into the light as you are in the light. Bless your people today, Father. All over this place. Bless your people.